Scott Cornwall recently turned to our overnight BBC coverage for some information. He wrote this on our Facebook page. "I'm not really interested in British soccer scores, and that's all the BBC is talking about. I was hoping to hear something about Mali or music festival or something. At any rate, odds and sods, you should have played Stockhausen all night. Snore." Listener Jay wrote, "I'd love to be a member and support WHQR, but the truth is a good one-third of the time that I would like to listen to you to be informed, I instead get classical music. So I click the NPR app on my iPhone and listen to other stations instead, and often end up listening to them for the rest of the day, even when WHQR is actually broadcasting something other than classical music. I'm also not comfortable donating to a station that, from outward appearances, would use three-fourths of the donation for classical music programming on the dedicated, separate classical station, as well as the supposed NPR station." Well, let me offer a clarification. Listener Jay is wrong in his guess about the proportion of spending on programming for classical music. It's not true. We raise, on average, more money from our news and information programming than from the classical, including our online and HD channel. And the costs of the HD channel are much less than the costs of presenting music on our main channel. The cost of news and information programming are correspondingly greater than classical music. There's a pretty good equivalence between hours devoted to programming types, money raised and spent, and listener favorites and surveys. You've heard on the station this week about the death of William Paco Strickland, well-known local guitarist who for many years hosted a flamenco program on the station. We aired some tributes and will rebroadcast a Soup to Nuts live show he did for us tonight and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Listener Laugh commented on our website, "He will be missed by the whole community. What an artist." Susan Spalt wrote, "We live in Carborough but spend time at Wrightsville Beach and support and appreciate WHQR. I thought you might enjoy these memories of Paco. I heard Paco's Flamenco Cafe one time in 1996 when we were at the beach. I discovered he was playing at a restaurant, now long gone, at the beach, and we went to hear him. I introduced myself. I asked him if he ever gave lessons. No, he told me he was not mature enough for that. However, we talked for a while and talked about possibly getting together. Then Hurricane Bertha hit. Sometime after that, we had a family party to celebrate surviving Bertha and invited Paco. Paco arrived with his guitar. We grilled steaks, and then Paco and I played guitars together. It was wonderful. While we were playing, various dramas played out, people coming and going. I did not want to stop and take time away from the experience of playing with him. I saw him many times after that, at concerts, classes, guitar gatherings, but will always treasure the memory of trying to keep up with him, playing in our living room at Wrightsville Beach in July 1996. Thank you for sharing the memories of him on your website. We will all miss him. He truly captured the spirit of Duende. He was one of a kind." Donna from Shallot wrote, "Perhaps what I love most about WHQR is the combination of excellent national news programming and the distinctly local flavor of the station. I always know where I am, and I'm made to feel part of the community. Wonderful." Thank you, Donna. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.